Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Kensington Palace has recently changed its approach to sharing details on what Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, wears. It marks a significant change because in the past, the palace has provided a rundown of Kate's outfits for every single official engagement. So why the change and how much of an impact will it have on the designers whose clothes she wears? Well, Miranda Holder is a celebrity stylist and royal expert, and she joins me on the line. Good morning, Miranda. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Claire. Lovely to be on.
So what has the palace said exactly about all of this?
Well, they have simply, in very few words, which is typical of the palace, said that they will no longer be sharing the outfit details for Kate, which has disappointed many fashionistas around the world because she is such a fashion icon these days and really has developed celebrity status in her own right, besides being a royal, partly for the fabulous clothes she wears.
And what do you think is going on? Do you think it has to do with the optics of the price of some of the clothes that she wears during a cost of living crisis?
I think that's definitely an aspect of it. The PR machine behind Kate and William, Kate in particular, has been nothing but successful. And one thing Kate does very well is appear to be relatable and accessible to the public and around the world. And we see that through the way she dresses and mixes up high end and high street, for example. But I think also Kate is stepping into a new role now. It's getting really serious for her. She is now the Princess of Wales. The throne is definitely in sight, you know, as Queen Consort or Queen Catherine. And it's time to get serious. And the palace, understandably, wants to focus the world's attention on her role as a working royal and the charities and functions she supports, rather than what shoes she's wearing.
But weren't we always told what the Queen was wearing to official engagements? And the same with Princess Diana. This is something that always happened, regardless of how senior the royal was.
Yes, it has. You're right. But times are changing. We're looking at a new modern monarchy, particularly under the leadership of King Charles, who is starting to make these changes. And the world is evolving. And to be honest, I know it's disappointing to start off with to hear that we won't be given this rundown of the fabulous clothes, but we can still find that information out these days because through social media, it doesn't take long before someone works it out and delivers it anyway.
What does it mean, Miranda, for the labels that she wears? So she's in an LK Bennett dress and a Zara pair of shoes. What happens?
Oh, the Kate effect is still very much alive and kicking. I mean, she has been so transformative for the British fashion industry. She is a bastion of British style. And whoever she wears, it is such an honour for them to be featured by Kate, who is such a style icon and who is admired around the world for her beautiful style. So it really can make a little, you know, sort of cottage brand into a almost a multi-million pound business sort of overnight. Things sell out within moments of being featured.
And how intentional are her fashion choices? Because sometimes we hear, well, she's given a nod to Princess Diana here, she's given a nod to Queen Elizabeth there. Does that happen by coincidence or by design?
I love this question. I think it's really interesting. And it's something that I do as a royal expert on my TikTok, Royal Facts, Fashion and Fun, all the time, is break down her outfits. And I think it's actually, if I'm honest, a little bit of both. Kate's outfits, just like the Queen's, will have been planned weeks, months, sometimes years in advance. And every little detail is meticulously organised and logged. So it's not repeated, or it is repeated intentionally at a certain time. They know what they're doing. So every nuance, whether it's a brooch, a tiara, a colour, even the name of the beautiful white dress that she wore to the state banquet last week was actually chosen because it was called Elspeth, which is actually Scottish for Elizabeth. So it was a very subtle nod to the late Majesty the Queen. However, having said all of this, they do think it through. But I also think it's become an ingrained habit. You know, she's in that world, she's immersed in that world, she's learning from the Queen, Princess Diana, these fantastic women that go before her. So some of it is just automatic and done without thinking and sort of subconscious.
Well, it's very interesting, Miranda, and thank you for telling us about it. Miranda Holder there, celebrity stylist and royal expert. Coming up after this, vasectomies.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.